Welcome to episode 1359 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. There are two ways to miss the Sabbath. The first is to ignore it entirely, to treat rest as a luxury, to work 7 days a week, never pause. The second is to turn it into a burden, to reduce it to a set of rules, make it joyless and restrictive, follow the letter while missing the spirit. Both miss the point. Both fail to understand what the Sabbath actually is. The Sabbath is not meant to be either ignored or legalized. It is meant to be a delight. In the book of Nehemiah, we see what happens when the Sabbath is abandoned. The people of Israel have returned from exile. They have rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. But in their eagerness to rebuild their economy and restore their prosperity, they have forgotten the Sabbath. Listen to what Nehemiah discovers.
In those days I saw people in Judah treading wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in grain and loading it on donkeys together with wine, grapes, figs, and all other kinds of produce. And they were bringing all this into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. So I warned them against selling food on that day. People from Tyre who lived in Jerusalem were bringing in fish and all kinds of merchandise and selling them in Jerusalem on the Sabbath to the people of Judah.
The Sabbath has completely disappeared from people's consciousness. Markets are open. Work continues. Commerce flows. No one even seems to notice they are breaking the commandment God gave at Sinai. What is the result? The people are exhausted. They are driven by an endless cycle of work and consumption. They have rebuilt city walls, but have lost their souls in the process. Nehemiah recognizes the crisis immediately. He sees if the Sabbath is abandoned, everything will fall apart. Not just religiously, but spiritually, morally, socially. The Sabbath is not peripheral to the covenant. It is essential. So Nehemiah takes drastic action.
When evening shadows fell on the gates of Jerusalem before the Sabbath, I ordered the doors to be shut and not opened until the Sabbath was over. I stationed some of my own men at the gates so that no load could be brought in on the Sabbath day.
Nehemiah closes the gates. He physically prevents commerce on the Sabbath. He forces the people to stop working, stop buying and selling, stop the endless cycle of production and consumption. Nehemiah understands something crucial. People will not choose rest on their own. The system is too powerful. The pressure to produce is too great. If someone does not force a pause, the people will work themselves to death. But there is another danger. If you swing too far in the opposite direction, if you focus only on following the rules of Sabbath keeping, you can turn the Sabbath into a burden instead of a blessing. The prophet Isaiah addresses this danger directly.
If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord.
Notice what Isaiah is doing here. He is not condemning the Sabbath. He is not saying the rules don't matter, but he is recentering the purpose of the Sabbath. The Sabbath is not about following rules. It is about delight. The Sabbath should bring joy. It should be something you look forward to, something you cherish, something that makes your heart glad. But earlier in Isaiah 58, the prophet has been confronting a different problem. The people have been fasting, wearing sackcloth, humbling themselves, following all the religious rules. But their hearts are not in it. They are doing it for show, for reputation, not out of genuine devotion.
Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists.
The people follow external forms of religion while their hearts remain hardened. They fast, but exploit workers. Keep religious rules, but practice injustice. Go through the motions, but experience no transformation. And this is exactly what can happen with the Sabbath. You can follow all the rules, refrain from work, avoid buying and selling, check all the boxes, and yet miss the entire point. You can make the Sabbath joyless. Turn it into a burden. Turn it into just another way to prove your righteousness. Legalism is dangerous because it mistakes form for substance. It mistakes the rule for the purpose. It mistakes obedience for transformation. When the Sabbath becomes purely legalistic, it becomes a way to keep score. A way to prove you are more righteous than others. You kept the Sabbath, they did not. It becomes a source of judgment, a burden you bear to demonstrate your piety. But this completely misses what the Sabbath is for. It is not meant to burden you. It is meant to liberate you. The Sabbath is not meant to separate you from others through judgment. It is meant to unite you in rest, in freedom, in joy. When the Sabbath becomes legalistic, it also becomes divorced from justice. Isaiah makes this connection explicit.
Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry, and to provide the poor wandering in your houses? When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood?
True righteousness is not about following rules. It is about justice, compassion, caring for the vulnerable. You can keep the Sabbath perfectly and still be unjust. You can avoid work on the seventh day and still exploit workers the other 6 days. This is the danger the prophets warn against. This is why Isaiah recenters the Sabbath not on rules, but on delight and justice. So what does the Sabbath actually look like when it is kept as it should be kept? First, it is a delight. It is something you anticipate, something that brings you joy. You do not keep the Sabbath because you have to. You keep it because you want to. Because it makes your life better. Because rest is good. Time with God is good. Time with family is good. Because the pause is restorative. The Sabbath is not a burden you bear. It is a gift you receive. Second, the Sabbath is connected to justice. When you keep the Sabbath, you are making a statement about how work should be organized in the world. You are saying, work is not ultimate. Profit is not the highest good. People matter more than production. Rest is a right, not a luxury. When you keep the Sabbath, you are also committing to ensure others can keep it too. You are refusing to demand your workers labor 7 days a week. You are choosing not to buy and sell on the Sabbath, allowing merchants to rest. You are structuring your life in a way that respects the humanity of others. Third, the Sabbath is transformative, Isaiah promises.
Then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land.
The Sabbath is not just about taking a day off. It is about being transformed. About finding your joy in God rather than in production. About experiencing the elevation that comes from being right with God, from being just, being at peace. The prophets are calling for an integration. They are saying, do not ignore the Sabbath, and do not turn it into a joyless, legalistic burden. Instead, recover the Sabbath as what it was meant to be, a delight that is connected to justice, compassion, transformation. When you keep the Sabbath rightly, when you experience it as a delight rather than a duty, when you use it to recommit to justice and compassion, something shifts. You begin to understand the Sabbath is not a restriction. It is a liberation. You also begin to understand God cares not just about your personal piety, but about justice in the world. The Sabbath commandment is not just for you. It is for everyone. Servants, animals, the sojourner. Everyone deserves rest. Everyone deserves freedom from constant work. Where do you stand on the spectrum between ignoring the Sabbath and making it legalistic? Where have you lost the delight? Where have you forgotten to connect Sabbath rest with justice in the world? This week, we want to invite you to recover the Sabbath as a delight. Do not approach it as a rule to follow. Approach it as a gift to receive. Do the things on the Sabbath that actually bring you joy. Spend time with people you love. Enjoy good food. Rest in God's presence. Laugh. Play. Delight in God's creation. And as you rest, ask yourself, how can I ensure others can rest too? How can I structure my life in a way that honors the Sabbath for everyone around me? The prophets are calling us back to the true Sabbath, not the Sabbath of rules and judgment, not the Sabbath ignored in the rush for profit, but the Sabbath of delight and justice. When you keep this Sabbath, you join a countercultural movement. You declare profit is not ultimate. You declare people matter. Joy and rest are not luxuries, but rights. The world needs rhythms of work and rest, of production and pause, of striving and receiving. This is prophetic witness, how you live out the kingdom of God in a world that demands constant productivity. Father, help us recover the Sabbath, not as a burden, but as a delight. Help us become a people who understand that rest is a right for everyone, not a luxury for the few. Help the Sabbath transform us into people who are joyful, just, and free. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.